I came to the Geophysical Institute in February of 1958, and like most of the rest have related, we all had some introduction to the Institute before we got here. I was an undergraduate in electrical engineering, and one of my professors, of course, was Bob Merritt, and I don't have to say any more about that. The other was Vic Hessler, who then became director of the Institute. So I heard lots of engaging tales about interesting happenings at the Institute. One in particular with Vic Hessler, he had sent his technician to Barrow with a rheometer, or a Esalen Angus pen recorder, to record earth currents. Because in the early days, they were looking into the relationship between earth currents and aurora. And I think it was Bob Fransky who was up there in Barrow. And for 3 days, the pen lodged over to the right edge and never moved. So he thought that the instrument had failed, and he brought everything back home, only to discover that that was one of the greatest magnetic storms that had then come to pass. And so they got no data because of the fact that it looked like the instrument had failed when it was really recording such strong earth currents. And of course, Vic Hessler was famous for his night auroral activities. He had the earth current probes, and then the instrument run into his house. And when the activity got up to a certain level, it would trigger an alarm in his bedroom. And he would get up with his trusty camera, go out with a tripod, and photograph the aurora. All this was happening before funded research to address auroral phenomena came along. So with that background, when the Geophysical Institute Electronics Lab needed a technician, I was recommended to Hildy Haight, and like Larry said, in those days, a recommendation was all you needed. There was no application to fill out. There was no job interview. There's no posting of job openings or that sort of competition. It was not really an old boys' network. Hildy Haight was a woman. I called it the old woman's network. So on that basis, I was hired, and one of my first projects is to work with Skip Bates. And Skip Bates had this oblique ionospheric sounder down at the ACS site. And one of his problems was he was getting strange echoes back. And he wanted to build a humongous four-pole filter on the RF output of this high-power radar that would tend to suppress the harmonics so that the energy that got up the ionosphere was more of the fundamental and less of the harmonics. So my job was to build this four-pole filter that would take all this power, and I remember working in Ray Roof's shop in those days and becoming a metalsmith to build this huge thing out of aluminum. It never did work well, and I think Skip got more RF burns out of it trying to adjust it than he did get enhanced echoes, and so it was soon abandoned.